Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a theory that I'd like to put forward and see if this rings true. I have a theory about the snow that the amount that you like and enjoy the snow is directly proportionate to the amount that you have to shovel or move it.
For sure.
Right? Right? Because I, when it snows, don't like it because I have to drive in it. I don't like doing that. I'm going to have to shovel. I don't like doing that. My wife and kids love the snow.
Do you want to do this on the air? Because this feels like a marriage counselor moment. And
no,
less
I
of
just,
a,
but I find myself.
My glasses and my marriage counselor hat.
But especially when snows and I find myself going into dad mode as hard as I can, where it's like, I got to shovel, got to get out there. It's snowing again. I got to get back out there. And sometimes because of when we work, we have to leave when it's still snowing. And so I shovel and then I leave.
That would also probably happen with anyone.
Well, sure. Sure. Yeah.
The snow doesn't have a work day.
Interesting.
You just noticed something that is one of the best kept secrets on this show. Hack has this reputation of being a great father, mm-hmm. a great husband, and a great human. He is one of the most self-centered humans I've ever met in my life.
Gosh.
Because he thinks he's got it figured out when it comes to driving. He's got it figured out when it comes to like whatever it is. When he digs his heels in and does the, and thus, when he does that thing, mm-hmm. he's got it. So he's like when I leave, it never occurred to him that other people also leave and their driveway is filled again when they get home. It's just him because of his job.
Okay.
On most of those things, I'd say that's confidence, but.
Thank you.
Were you thanking her? Because what I was saying was mostly an insult.
Yeah, I was thanking her, yes.
I'm sorry. I don't really mean that, but there is a secret little personality trait that you have.
I don't get that way unless I know I'm right. And that's where the Taurus comes out, where you're like, you're not stubborn. I'm like, oh, yeah, I get stubborn.
Other people do leave while it's still snowing, though.
Right, but when I get into my thus and thus and thus, it's because I'm digging my heels in because I know I'm right.
Okay.
And that's my
problem. I know you want to talk about snow, but I just want to walk you through a little thing.
Okay.
One of the biggest arguments that was recurring in my second failed marriage was exactly what you're saying right now. I used to think, and I still kind of do the exact same way. It's like, I don't ever argue unless I'm right. And then I will not unclench off your throat.
That's exactly.
Hey guys.
Yeah. That is really unhealthy for a relationship. I'm just letting you know. Because it's like,
why
because
is that
what you're trying to
I'm
point.
I'm not just going
to
argue about anything.
I understand what you're saying.
If dude, I don't feel strongly about it.
I understand what you're saying. I'm telling you, I've said the same thing. And it's like, with that statement, what you're trying to say is, baby, you don't understand how many times I just go, you're right. Like, you're trying to say, there's 100 times I could have argued for the sake of arguing, but I didn't. Mm. But it comes off as, if I'm speaking to you, it's because I'm right.
Ooh, baby.
And it's,
oh,
it's,
if I'm speaking to you.
No, but if I'm pushing back, it's because you're wrong.
Technically, don't you only ever argue if one person thinks they're right? Or if both people think they're right?
But I don't do the petty arguments. I won't do the little things. I won't do, like, I don't argue.
I understand.
I want to avoid arguing.
I agree with you, and I'm trying to tell you, I had your piss and vinegar attitude, okay, and it just kept coming up. It's like, you keep saying you only argue when you're right. And it's like, well, yeah, because I don't see the point in wasting your time. But I think she sometimes fought just to fight. There were times where it's like,
which I don't know is great either.
Right. It's like, sky's purple. It's like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, and I won't dig in if I go, oh, actually, I'm wrong. Well, I will say that for sure.
I feel like I've seen you do it with Slacker, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you and thus your wife?
Have you ever and thus her?
Okay.
No, I didn't even know I did that until I heard back when I did it the one time. I didn't know I said thus that often, and I hated myself for it.
You get an eyebrow.
It's an eyebrow and an and thus, and it's a self-righteous thing that, like, yeah, I need, like, I want a giant sledgehammer to come out of the ceiling and just go bonk, like whack-a-mole, and just, like, put your thuses
like
back where they go.
Sledgehammer.
Sure, that's an option.
Okay. Do you want to get back to the snow?
Well, well, thanks, guys.
No, let's talk about the snow. I agree. Okay. I'm sorry.
I get so into dad mode where, like, I come home and my kids are playing in the snow. They're having a great time. But all I can see is that I'm going to have to shovel again.
Yeah, I
just shoveled and now,
I know.
Why isn't the driveway clear? Now I get in weird thoughts in my head about, like, it's got to be, we're going to get sued because someone's going to hurt themselves because it's part of owning a home. You got to, like, take care of the driveway. Everyone knows that.
If they're on your own driveway, then they're trespassing.
Yeah, you only have to.
So that's not a thing.
Legally just the sidewalk.
Okay, but the sidewalk's still covered. Like, it's just paranoid all the time. If the snow is falling, you're like, it's out there. So this isn't dad mode. This is just
psycho mode, or what is this? There is that in there because it sucks because you don't want to rob the joy from your kids and your wife. We're like, it's a winter wonderland. You're like, my back hurts and I gotta go back out there. But
I do think it's fair. Like, Dane shovels the snow and buys the pet safe salt. And
yeah, he hates you.
No.
Yeah, he does.
I think there's another addendum to the theory.
Okay.
You love the snow more based on how few times you've experienced it.
Oh, I like
children
that.
Have a lot of joy in snow. Women from California have a lot of joy in the snow.
Okay. Swanson.
Swanson's
doing it in the snow.
Whoa! Oh, he was doing more. I mean, every time he goes out, he's like, that's him running.
Okay. So
I like that theory. Okay. I need to find a way because I've screwed up a couple times where I've even said to my son, I've been like, oh, it looks like no snow tomorrow. And he's like, oh. I'm like, oh, no, I know. I was saying it like it's good. Like no snow, right?
Channel your inner Swanson. I want you to go home tonight.
Okay, get my belly
in. I want you.
And go.
Jump into a bit, or like a big drift.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.